Hi, this is Lauren with another edition of the Guitar Podcast. This is episode 4, and today we're going to talk about it's lefty or not lefty. It's one of those cases where, say, you're left-handed or your kid is left-handed and you want to pick up a guitar, they want to start playing guitar, and do you buy a left-handed guitar? Do you search high and low for a left-handed guitar? Or do you try to get a right-handed guitar, turn it upside down, and string it top to bottom the way a left-handed guitar would be strung? Or do you try to play right-handed as a lefty? Well, I'll tell you what they told us when I first started teaching. I had a couple left-handed lefties come in, and we were told to try to get them to play right-handed. And I thought that was crazy. I thought you're trying to, you know, you're trying to do things backwards here. This isn't going to work. Well, their logic behind this was that the left hand does most of the work while you're playing guitar. Most of the articulate work, the detailed work in playing, is on the left hand. So then that theory is that the guy with it's a lefty would have the upper hand in playing guitar because their left hand would be able to handle the detailed work of playing guitar more so than a right-handed person. So we'd give that a shot. I can't tell you how many students actually went ahead and played right-handed who were lefties, but I did try. I know that I certainly did have some left-handed guitar players, and later on in my teaching, whenever somebody came in and they already had a left-handed guitar strung up, left-handed or whatever, you know, I wasn't going to fight that battle. There's no way. They're already getting, they've already played a bit that way, and that's just the way it's going to be, and I wouldn't fight it. Now, a reason for trying to go right-handed as opposed to going left-handed, one is right-handed guitars are everywhere. You can go in any guitar store and find, you know, dozens of right-hand guitars. Good luck finding a left-handed guitar. Most of the time, you will have to special order a left-handed guitar or buy a right-handed guitar, and instead of having you basically flip-flop the strings like Jimi Hendrix did. He'd play a right-handed guitar, he flipped it over, so his right hand was fretting the notes on the fretboard, and left hand was picking. The low E string was on top, and the high E string was on the bottom, just the same way. It was like a mirror image of what a right-handed guitar player would do. Now then, say you have a left-handed student or child, or you are left-handed or whatever, and you're trying to play right-handed, and say the student or the child is resistant to it. They're just adamant about it. Like I said earlier, I'm not fighting that battle. They want to play left-handed, I let them play left-handed. Like I said, there are some drawbacks to it. There are some hurdles involved there. Now, there are plenty of great musicians who are left-handed, who either turned a guitar upside down and played or got left-handed guitars. I mean, the list is long. I mean, first and foremost, it has to start with Jimi Hendrix, you know, Paul McCartney, Tony Iommi, Elliot Easton, Tim Armstrong, Kurt Cobain, Albert King, Dick Dale, Otis Rush, Al McKay. The list goes on and on. There are tons of guitar players, bassists, violinists, who are left-handed and they play left-handed. Now then, I know there are other people who are left-handed who have adjusted and become ambidextrous. So say they write with their left hand, but they could play guitar right-handed. Or they do numerous things right-handed and then they do other things left-handed. So this is an issue that I'm going to have to deal with more than likely when my daughter gets older. She is 2 years old, and she is doing a lot of things with her left hand and showing that her left hand is more dominant than her right hand. Although she can do various detailed tasks with her right hand and her left hand. But it seems more often than not that she is using her left hand. And there are a lot of lefties in my wife's side of the family. She's probably going to be a lefty. So I'm going to have to deal with this to see, can I get her to play right-handed? And if she resists and resists, I'm not fighting that battle. She can play right-handed. She can play left-handed. We will adjust. I'd rather somebody played left-handed with a right-handed guitar turned upside down, or bought a left-handed guitar, you know, than not play at all. I mean, that's the choice you have with someone that wants to play. I mean, do you want to keep that from them? I don't. I think everybody should have the chance to play. I think everybody really can play. I mean, at varying levels, not everybody's going to be Yngwie Malmsteen or Chet Atkins. But, you know, everybody should get the chance to enjoy to play guitar. Anyway, I hope this helped answer any questions about the dilemma to go lefty or not, or to try playing right-handed. Or, you know, usually if somebody says they're left-handed, you know, initially whenever I first started teaching, it was automatic. Yeah, they're going to play a left-handed guitar. They're going to play like Hendrix, or they're going to get a guitar that is a lefty guitar. That is not always the case. I know my brother-in-law is left-handed, as I said before, but he plays guitar right-handed. And just the strange thing about humans, we do things different. We are all so different, and that's just kind of what makes the world interesting. Anyway, thanks for listening again. Hope you enjoyed the show. See ya.